Hi, Sig.
Hey, I want to ask you before I start that T builder. That's more gradual than Viagra, isn't it?
Oh, incredibly more gradual, sir. Viagra is relatively rapid, and if one hopefully does not get the adverse effects from it, and that's it, definitely quicker, no question.
Okay, I had a question about my brother, and about myself too. But my brother has kidney stones for the second time. He has a bunch of them, so they're going to put a stent in and put a little vacuum in there and suck them up somehow. And
Do we know what? Yeah, you go ahead. I'm sorry.
they told him what not to eat. I wonder
Okay.
if you had any other ideas.
Yeah, do we know if they are either calcium oxalate stones or uric acid stones? Those are the two type. I've not heard of any third or fourth or fifth types. Do we know what type they are?
Jeez, I think he said calcium.
Okay, it's usually then the calcium oxalate. Now, the reason I'm asking what type, sir, is there's different things to do to prevent the different types. For the calcium oxalate type, there actually was a study reported from back east universities. Harvard was one of them. And what they reported, first, they looked for guys and ladies who had kidney stones. They collected a large group of these folks who had, on the average, 1 point something or other kidney stones per person per year. And of course, when you're averaging, you're going to get a point number rather than an even number. Okay, they'd have everybody take an extra quantity of vitamin B6 and magnesium, and this was over 20 years ago, sir, and it's not mentioned at all in the press because you can't advertise it because that would be illegal and you'd be arrested by FDA and that kind of stuff. I'm not telling lies, that's the truth. You can't advertise this on your kidney stone concoction if it's natural. What did they do? They had everybody take vitamin B6 and they had everybody take magnesium. And what do you know, in the next year's time, the average rate of kidney stones went down from 1 point something to another to 0.1 kidney stones per person per year, sir. They cut them by 90%. I am not kidding at all. One can look that one up. Now, that doesn't mean, though, that nothing needs to be done right now other than taking B6 and magnesium, because if that kidney stone is big enough at this time to block urine from coming out, that's not good for us, but they probably would have told him that if that were the case. I have worked with people who had fairly large stones who weren't blocking and said, look, I don't want to get anything put into me. I think I'll try that B6 and magnesium thing. And what do you know? It's just gradually eroded away the kidney stones in most cases, and then they just passed the darn thing.
Am I correct in assuming that the kidney stone is in the bladder, not the kidney?
Not necessarily, sir. You're going to have to ask that one. It could be up in the kidney, floating around in the upper part before the ureter. If it goes through the ureter, then it's going to land in the bladder. And unfortunately, where we get the bad effects is when the stone is just big enough to get out of that kidney into the ureter. And then that thing contracts, and it causes a spasm and it hurts like heck. Oddly enough, there's something to do about that, too. And here we go with magnesium again. We've had people who were told, oh my goodness, you're going to need emergency surgery. You're just all blocked up and having a spasm, and the kidney stone won't come out. And they've gotten their families to take them over to Tama Clinic. We give them a really rapid magnesium IV push, which relaxes the muscles all over the body. The ureter relaxes, and out comes the stone. I don't know why the emergency rooms don't do that, sir. It's so simple. But I'm not saying he's got that problem either. I'm just saying they can't tell where it is, the stone. Oh, amounts. What do they use in this research? They used 100 milligrams of magnesium. It's always best to use the citrate form because it absorbs best. Even in people who have low stomach acid, it absorbs somewhat. And the
Jose.
magnesium citrate. And then the vitamin B6 should be the one called P5P. It always says that right on the label, P5P. And that's a 50 milligram. And that's used twice a day. And the magnesium citrate, it's 100 milligrams a couple times a day. And that frequently does the job, sir, if it's a calcium oxalate stone.
Okay. Can I ask you a question about my prostate?
Go for it, sir. You waited quite a while. Go right ahead.
Okay. I've got the prostate problem, so I was taking tantalosin, and I know you talked about the lycopene. But now I'm considering this device called the UroLift that goes in there and actually holds the prostate up off the ureter.
Yeah,
Have
and
you
that's
heard of that,
one
and what do you think?
I think that's one of the better, more benign procedures that one can get done, sir. It's not totally benign, but it's more benign than anything else. And if it's that stage, I'd say it's probably worth going for it.
Okay. Okay, that's all I had, Doc. Thank you so much for waiting.
Hey, well, thanks for checking back in after whatever happened to your phone line, sir. So.